$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore the sharp correction in AgTech mergers and acquisitions, and what the current market really means for founders trying to find an exit, examine where government capital is flowing with two major food security investments from the United States and Oman, and look at a major player entering the controlled environment agriculture market through two acquisitions. We'll also cover AI-powered early crop diagnostics funded by NASA and NSF, gene editing expanding into ornamental crops, a crop protection portfolio acquisition, UK government backing for agri-tech adoption, and two greenhouse technology integrations. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's take a look at what this week brings us. The sector is navigating one of its most significant transitional phases in a decade. The growth-at-all-costs mindset has given way to a hard focus on profitability, and that shift is reshaping everything from how companies are valued to how governments and corporates are now stepping in where venture capital has pulled back. This week, the plot twist is that the biggest money is coming from Washington and Muscat, not Silicon Valley. Looking at this week's interview, Blake Krogart, M&A advisor at Verdant Partners, is featured on the AgTech M&A Reset and the 2026 Outlook. He points to valuations inflated between 2016 and 2022, anchored by the Climate Corporation benchmark, that have since collapsed as farm economics deteriorated and OEMs like Deere, AGCO, and CNH posted 20 to 30% revenue declines, leaving many ag tech startups without their expected exit path. Buyers now demand proof, not promise. But there's a sting in the tail. Reaching profitability often shifts valuation from a higher revenue multiple to a lower earnings multiple, which actually disadvantages sellers. Traditional exit channels are constrained across the board. Private equity won't engage until stable profitability is demonstrated. Family offices offer the right patient capital, but are hard to access. And the IPO route is effectively closed after poor public market performance, squeezing Series B and C investors in particular. Krogart also flags an emerging trend worth watching: reverse acquisitions, where tech companies raise capital to buy established businesses like agronomy services for instant channel access. His timeline is clear. 2026 is the pivot year, and 2027 is the restart, when improving farm economics should ease OEM pressure and set up a return of strategic M&A. What's in the news for us? Well, Premier Tech entered the controlled environment agriculture market with the launch of Premier Tech Controlled Culture, backed by two asset-based acquisitions, Inno3B, a Canadian automated modular vertical farming manufacturer, and Artechno, a Dutch supplier of vertical farming, water filtration, and irrigation systems. In a major government move, the USDA signed a $300 million agreement with Palantir to modernize farm services and strengthen food security, advancing two priorities: treating farm security as a national security imperative and accelerating producer-first program delivery across USDA's farm production and conservation mission areas. On the other side of the globe, Oman launched a $240 million food security investment portfolio covering 11 projects across agriculture and aquaculture through the Invest Oman platform. Shifting to early detection technology, Advanced Growing Resources raised $2 million from NASA and the NSF to scale a platform that combines AI-assisted satellite imagery with Spectre handheld scanners, diagnosing crop afflictions more than a week earlier than current lab-based methods. In gene editing, Pairwise partnered with Ball Horticultural Company to apply its genome editing capabilities to ornamental crops, covering more than 40 species, including roses, impatiens, petunias, hydrangeas, dianthus, and begonias. Moving to greenhouse technology, Ritter partnered with Red Horticulture to integrate greenhouse lighting and energy management systems using the Horticultural Lighting Protocol, directly connecting MyRed lighting software with Ritter's Hortimax Pro climate computer. In UK policy, the government announced around £50 million in combined public and private investment to accelerate agritech adoption on British farms. In crop protection, Agroplanti agreed to acquire Kemin Industries' Crop Technologies product portfolio, a lineup of 8 products including Tetracurb Max, Alicurb Max, Pathocurb, Revocurb, Romavex Dip, Omnicurb, Valina, and Valina Flow. Finally, to close our news, Groden integrated its GrowSense Suite root zone sensor data with Source.ag's software platform, allowing growers to view Groden's root zone data directly within Source.ag's dashboards for more connected growing decisions. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Food and Beverage Pitch Lounge on April 29, 2026 online at 6 p.m. UK time. Following that, Future Fit Asia 2026 runs from May 12th to 13th in Singapore. And Fiber Connect 2026, as well as Precision Agriculture, takes place from May 17th to 20th in Orlando. Then we have Transform Food and Agriculture Europe from June 2nd to 3rd in Amsterdam. Finally, don't miss GreenTech Amsterdam from June 9th to 11th in the Netherlands. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from Blake Krogaert's candid breakdown of where the AgTech M&A market stands right now and why 2027 is the year to watch, to the USDA's $300 million Palantir partnership, Omen's $240 million food security portfolio, Premier Tech's CEA entry through 2 acquisitions, NASA and NSF-backed early crop diagnostics, gene editing expanding into ornamental crops, and a UK government push to bring agritech to British farms, it's clear that the agtech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. The venture era may be cooling, but the investment isn't stopping. It's just coming from different places. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made 2 acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrow News is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.